Bichette Audio presents Maximum Ride, The Angel Experiment. Written by James Patterson, read by Casey Lee Heisenberg. For Jennifer Rudolph Walsh, Hadley, Griffin, and Wyatt Zangwill, Gabrielle Charbonnet, Monina and Piera Valera, Susie and Jack, Mary Ellen and Andrew, Carol, Bridget, and Meredith. Fly, babies, fly. To the listener, the idea for Maximum Ride comes from earlier books of mine called When the Wind Blows and The Lake House, which also feature a character named Max who escapes from a quite despicable school. Most of the similarities in there. Warning. If you dare to listen to this story, you become part of the experiment. I know that sounds a little mysterious, but it's all I can say right now. Max. Prologue. Congratulations. The fact that you're listening to this means you've taken one giant step closer to surviving till your next birthday. Yes, you, hearing my voice right now, do not stop listening. I'm dead serious. Your life could depend on it. This is my story, the story of my family, but it could just as easily be your story too. We're all in this together. Trust me on that. I've never done anything like this, so I'm just going to jump in and you try to keep up. Okay. I'm Max. I'm 14. I live with my family, who are five kids not related to me by blood, but still totally my family. We're kind of amazing. Not to sound too full of myself, but we're like nothing you've ever seen before. Basically, we're pretty cool, nice, smart, but not average in any way. The six of us, me, Fang, Iggy, Nudge, the Gas Man, and Angel, were made on purpose by the sickest, most horrible scientists you could possibly imagine. They created us as an experiment. An experiment where we ended up only 98% human. That other 2% has had a big impact, let me tell you. We grew up in a science lab slash prison called the school, in cages, like lab rats. It's pretty amazing we can think or speak at all, but we can, and so much more. There was one other school experiment that made it past infancy. Part human, part wolf, all predator. They're called erasers. They're tough, smart, and hard to control. They look human, but when they want to, they are capable of morphing into wolfmen, complete with fur, fangs, and claws. The school uses them as guards, police, and executioners. To them, we're six moving targets, prey smart enough to be a fun challenge. Basically, they want to rip our throats out.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?